Pet owners and some people who work with animals have been telling us that there are lots of fleas around this summer. And even worse, they think there's some kind of super flea because they can't get rid of them.
Hi, I'm Yvonne Davidson. I'm a lecturer at Grantham College. I teach animal care. I teach grooming there as well. I'm a part-time groomer at home. Well, recently I've noticed the clients are coming in and I've found fleas on their dogs. And when I tell them, usually they're horrified because they've recently treated them for fleas.
How often have you seen this, Yvonne?
Quite a lot, actually. In the last 3 weeks, I would say at least five dogs. Almost 50% of the dogs have come in. It's quite a high number.
My name's Amber Ross. I own two Gordon setters. They're both aged under two at the moment, and I make dog treats for a living. When they had fleas originally, it was the first dog that had the fleas. He caught them after visiting a dog sitter for the day, and at that point, we hadn't had any problems prior. We've got two large leather sofas. Then you would sit on the sofa, and if you're sat next to the dog, I at some point saw fleas jumping onto me. We had a large rug. We took the rug up in the end, so we treated it outside, put it out somewhere cold and didn't bring it back in again. We had to treat and spray the curtains. We were advised, don't forget your curtains, spray them. It was horrific. The cats were running around, obviously, upstairs where the dogs don't go. We had to treat there, including under the bed. Just places that you wouldn't even think, making sure you get around the edge of the skirting boards. But you would sit there and you would see these things jumping, not only on the dog, but they'd land on you.
Did they bite you?
I had bites on my legs, as did my husband.
My name is Lucy Chadwick. I'm a veterinary surgeon. I have a border terrier called Poirot. I've heard a lot from owners that they have noticed a lot more fleas around this year. And we have seen an increase in sales of anti-flea products. We've heard anecdotally from some owners that they're finding that topical treatments that they were previously using against fleas are not quite as effective as they have been in previous years.
So what do you think is happening here?
Although there is guidance on the data sheet for products as to how often you should apply them, some of them have efficacy for up to 2 months by licence. But they do say that if you have a very high level of environmental challenge, you may need to apply them a little bit more often. So I think some people aren't applying them as regularly as they should be, especially this year.